This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March 10th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Item number two. The first item on the agenda, substantive item, is Make Your Laws PAC, Inc. Opinion AO, Opinion Request 2014-20, submitted by Make Your Laws PAC, Inc. by Cy, who is the president and treasurer. I understand that Cy, the requester, is attending by telephone.
That's correct, Madam Chair.
That's correct.
Welcome, Cy. Thank you for being on the phone. We have Nevin Stepanovic and Amy Rothstein available from OGC to discuss the matter. I understand that, Nevin, you will be providing us with a brief update. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, Commissioners. This advisory opinion request was held over from the last open session to consider new information provided by the requester. Specifically, the requester clarified that Make Your Laws PAC plans to engage in state and local, as well as federal, electoral activities. Agenda document 15-10-B-2 is revised draft B, which clarifies that a requester may accept uncompensated services from foreign national volunteers regarding of whether it engages in federal, state, or local regardless of whether it engages in federal, state, or local electoral activities. Agenda document 15-10-C is a new draft C that was just circulated. The requester filed two comments on the revised draft B, and should the commission approve this draft or draft C, we ask for authority to make technical and conforming amendments. I'll be happy to address any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions of counsel, comments? Cy, I have a question for you, sir. If this matter is held over 1 week, would you, for our next open meeting, would you be able to attend by telephone?
When would the next open meeting be?
It's next Thursday at 10 a.m.
I believe I should be able to do that, yes.
You can be available. The reason I'm asking is that while I support draft B, since we have just received, we've delayed the meeting today to be able to receive version C, draft C, I think that it would be appropriate, one, for the public to be able to comment on this version with sufficient time, as well as for us to be able to read it and consider it carefully. So, excuse me, Cy, did you have a comment?
Agreed. If you would like, if you could move the discussion today later on in the agenda, going through the differences between draft C and D2 right now, and I can probably comment later on in the hearing. But obviously, next week will be easier.
Yeah, I appreciate that. My view is, for one thing, we have another meeting after this, an executive session. So it would be, I think, prudent for us with a number of items that we must address. I believe it would be prudent for us to postpone it for a week to take a look at it, unless other commissioners have other views on this matter. I haven't had an opportunity to review it myself. Okay. In that case, we will put this over until next Thursday at 10 o'clock. Thank you. Thank you, Cy. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'll send in the extension.
Thank you. I don't believe we need an extension. I think we're within the time period.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much.